Hello and welcome to this episode of the ESG Fitness Podcast, the AF Mentors Podcast. I have to say, before I started recording this, I was pretty tired. In fact, before my previous call, which was the 30 for 30 mastermind call, I was pretty tired. And do you know what happened on that call? One, just generally buzzing because great questions, great coaches, always enjoy them. And two, Lucy. Lucy is just a ray of sunshine. And yeah, now I have quite a lot of energy and now I feel like recharged to finish my Friday on a high by recording this, which will come out on Tuesday, which will be only a few days before the meetup in Manchester. And I am going to give you a little bit of a sneak peek into my talk, which is based around 5 action points that you can immediately implement into your business to improve your business as soon as you learn about them, you can implement them, right? I really want people to be able to leave the talk with actionable things to improve on. And that is really my whole vibe. Like, less talky, talky, talk. Like, I do love a bit of motivational chat, but like action, action, action is my thing, right? So rather than fluffing everything up and being like, here's the theory behind everything, like, let's actually, yeah, I like the theory as well, but let's actually talk about the theory and then directly, how can you action that? So the snippet that I'm going to share with you today is about social proof. And most people think of social proof as client results. And they're like, yeah, cool, I share transformation photos or I share little bits that clients have said in check-ins. But it's way more than that. And you can show social proof in so many ways and not enough people do this, right? It might be sign-up numbers because that shows demand. It might be the number of applications that you've had because, again, shows a bit of demand. Other people want it and you're going to see why this works very shortly. It might be lead generation numbers, right? You might be like, oh, look, 10 other people have already asked me for this guide on X and this is what they said. That's social proof, right? People are like, oh, what am I missing out on? It might be podcast reviews. You know, think if you saw a podcast review and you're like, this podcast completely changed the way that I think about my diet and exercise. I recommend it to everyone. You'd be like, kind of intrigued. Like, yes, please. I'll have that on my Spotify. And you really need to think about selling this, selling your podcast, selling your free resources. Basically, like, we often think from our point of view, like, I'm giving everyone all of this free stuff. And really, it's people that are giving you their attention. And attention is so unbelievably valuable, right? You might think, oh, they should be grateful that I'm giving them all these free resources. Really, it should be you that's grateful that they are giving you their attention. So give yourself some credit as well if people are asking for your free stuff like that. Or even just listening to your podcast, like, that's huge. Another way of doing social proof is question boxes, right? Show how many questions that people ask you. It frames you as an expert. The other day I shared on my story, like, I just screen recorded. I actually had a lot of questions that day, not really sure exactly why, but I just screen recorded, like, flicking through all of them. And that just shows, like, okay, this many people want to ask me about diet and exercise. Like, okay, what does that say, right? Without you saying, I'm blah, 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 blah. Like, it shows that other people want to know what I think about all of their questions, right? And that might sound a little bit conceited, but I want to show you why this works. So it works for primarily kind of 4 reasons, and they're all kind of interlinked. Number one is that people want things that other people want. This is known as mimetic desire, right? And the definition of this is, one desires something because somebody else wants that thing. In other words, the desire of one mimics the desire of another, right? So you only want something because somebody else wants it. Or a desirable object is only desired because of societal ideas. And I've said that completely. Oh no, that is right. I'm reading this from Wikipedia. A desirable object is only desired because of societal ideas and is not based on personal preference like most believe, right? So basically, like, you might think you want that nice top because you like it, but really it's because somebody else wants it, or it's popular, or it's what it says about you, right? Do you really want that fancy watch, or do you want what it signals to others? Like, would you want a Rolex if it wasn't a Rolex? Would you spend, I don't know how much they are, £20,000 on a watch if it didn't like signal to others that you're successful and wealthy? Probably not, right? If you literally just wanted to tell the time, you certainly wouldn't be buying Rolex. And then potentially the most worrying but probably relatable example of this is, and by the way, this happens to everyone, so don't feel bad if you hear this and you're like, oh my god, that's me, because I've definitely been there myself. You will want your ex back more when somebody else starts dating them. Every single time, 100%, right? Great example of mimetic desire. Like, people want people that other people want. And even like when you're with your partner, like if you see that someone else fancies them, it makes you want them even more, right? Even though you have them. So you're like, huh. Anyway, back to my point. The second reason that this works is safety in numbers. If no one has bought your service, then it's a bit of a gamble for somebody else to try and like hope that it works for them. However, if it's worked for others and you can show that it's worked up for others, then it's more likely to work for you, right? It's less of a gamble. Think of it like this. Imagine nobody had an iPhone. Would you still buy one? Would you spend £1,000 on a phone if nobody else had one and no one else was doing that and everyone was still spending 30 quid on a Nokia 3310? There's absolutely no way that you'd be like, oh, everyone else spends 30 quid. Yeah, I'll spend 1,000. No. But most of us do this for two reasons. One, mimetic desire. We want one because almost everybody has one. Everyone else has one. We should have one. Maureen doesn't because she loves an Android. But, you know, most people will have an iPhone. And also, we aren't worried about spending a lot of money on a phone because there's safety in the fact that everybody else does it. Same with like, you know, oh, that's just how much rent is. Like, you know, if you're from, like, I'm just about to move to London, and I'm like, this is insane. But then there's safety in the fact that, well, everyone else who lives in London pays that amount. But because of where I live now, I'm like, God, that's a lot of rent. Like, you would never pay that here. Actually, don't even know what you'd, I dread to think what you could get with that here. Like, I don't know. Absolutely insane. Anyway. This is also, okay, bit of a side note to that. This is why it's good for business that there are more and more online coaches. You might think it's more and more competition, but it's a good thing, right? Because it's becoming a bit of a norm. And it's a norm to invest in yourself via an online coach. And there's more safety in that. Like, if you know that all your friends have online coaches, or numerous people that you know have online coaches, okay, good. Like, they're more open to the idea of that. Now, you just need to make sure that you stand out so you're not like every other online coach. And that's why someone will come to you. Not what this episode is about, but still important. The third reason it works is that there's just this kind of like, this is probably the most obvious one. People think it must be good if other people want it. You know, like, watch people line up for bubble tea because the line is long. So people think it must be good. Like, people will literally just join a line, not really knowing what they're lining up for, because it's really long. So they're like, well, must be something, you know, if people are willing to wait, I'm just going to jump in this line too. I don't want to miss out. Fear of missing out, which is the last one I'm going to talk about. People tend to follow the crowd. So even people who want to stand out and be different will still be worried that they're missing out if they don't have certain things, right? And if you can create FOMO around your business, you'll always be successful. Like, if you, that is huge. If you can do that well, you're never gonna have to worry about signups. If you can get people in and then not wanna leave because they don't wanna miss out, or if you can get people like wanting to come in, like, we have an application process for AFM. We have people wanting to come in, like, they apply to join. That's very different, right? Like, that's what you want to create. And it's quite hard to do. But that is what I'm going to talk about in Manchester. How to create this, like, FOMO, fear of missing out. How to get people to want to come to you instead of you having to go to them. And then I'm going to give very distinct action points into how to apply this directly into your coaching business. But you will have to come to Manchester for that or join AFM. Because I will record this and then put it up after the event. Speaking of, we have over 100 coaches on AFM. So if you're not on it, you're missing out. We also have over 50 coaches coming, actually quite a lot over 50 coaches coming to Manchester. I think there are about four to five tickets left, depending on if the girl I just spoke to is coming. So if you want to come, you can message me, Manchester. I will send you the link. You will leave this event a better coach, inspired to take action and knowing exactly where to focus your efforts to build your business. And events like this are like where your business really grows. I was talking to a coach yesterday in Pure Gym with Robin, and he kept saying how he was like stuck at ex clients and talking about like we just kind of both looked at each other after and we were like, glass ceiling. Like, you need to surround yourself with people that are doing more, with people that can inspire you, with people that can, you know, that want to see you win, but also that make you think, well, if she can do it, I can do it. Because you absolutely can. There are so many people who have less knowledge and less ability, but are doing more because they put themselves in the right rooms, because they come to these events, because they push themselves a bit, because they surround themselves with the right people. So if you want that to be you, then either come to Manchester if you can, and or join AFM. And the application form is in the show notes. That's all. Bye.